The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It's time now, though, for our campaign trail tracker here on The Hard Shoulder. So, I mentioned this earlier. We recognise that lots of you are leading busy lives and you're on your way to or from the office, you're cooking dinners, you're ferrying children here, there and everywhere. Whatever it is, the fact remains you don't have time to pore over every little snippet of general election information that comes your way. So what we're going to do every evening between now and the 29th of November when we go to the polls is to catch you up. We're going to let you know who has said what, who has insulted whom, who has made the maddest promises? Who has managed to insert their foot firmly in their mouth? So we're going to start today with Michael O'Leary, of course. So you will be aware, I'm sure, at this stage of where this story starts. The launch of the election campaign of Minister Peter Burke, Fine Gael TD, in Mullingar at the weekend. And Michael O'Leary, the Ryanair boss, said, "I think in Peter we have a candidate who comes from the private sector, which is absolutely vital. The Dáil is full of teachers. There's nothing wrong with teachers. I love teachers. I have four children. But I generally wouldn't employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done." So, cue outrage from opposition, from teachers and teachers' unions. Michael O'Leary then went on News Talk Breakfast this morning with Shane and Kira to address the complaints. And of course, he doubled down.
"I think we have, this country is facing enormous challenges over the next decade where the population is going to rise from 5 to 6 million people. Now, we need lots of teachers delivering excellent education in the classroom, but a Dáil where there is a striking surplus of teachers in the Dáil is not necessarily one that's going to get things done. I want to see more people enter the Dáil from private enterprise, from the private sector. And that's the energy we'll need if we're going to fix the infrastructure challenges we face and if we're going to provide housing and infrastructure for a population of 6 million people. I think teachers do a great job in the classroom, but I'm not sure that teachers in the Dáil are necessarily the best people to deliver the kind of change and enterprise we need. I was asked to launch Peter Burke's campaign for re-election in Mullingar. He's the Minister for Trade, Enterprise and Jobs. I think Fine Gael, and I would add Fianna Fáil, have done a great job over the last 5 years creating jobs, creating enterprise, but we need to do more."
That was Michael O'Leary on News Talk Breakfast this morning. So, as you heard, he doubles down. And as you would expect, the outrage hasn't been mollified. So the ASDI, the Teachers Union, they called it offensive. The INTO said it was outrageous. The TUI called for them to be withdrawn. And then some individual teachers joined Andrea on Lunchtime Live to express their concern. Here is Elizabeth. She's a teacher from Dublin. And she says, "Michael O'Leary, he has gotten it all wrong."
"I suppose I would ask why Fine Gael align themselves with Michael O'Leary. And I mean, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are the only parties to actually tolerate him. So why Fine Gael are aligning themselves with him? Well, probably he reflects their values. I really do think that. And, you know, I know he thinks that the government needs to be run like a business. I'm sure he'd run our education system like a business if he could as well. But the government is not the private sector, you know, and I think a public service background is probably far better for running a country than a private sector. And I suppose it's just the way that it's, you know, it's like the old billionaires getting into politics thing. Like, why are business people more suited to public service? Actually, I think the opposite is true. I think somebody with an actual slant towards public service and bettering the country, as opposed to making more money, is probably more suited to running the country anyway."
That was Elizabeth, a teacher from Dublin, speaking to Andrea earlier. Peter Burke, for what it's worth, the Fine Gael TD, wouldn't make himself available for comment to The Hard Shoulder. So whether he wants this to blow over, whether he suspects some of his constituents agree, whether he agrees himself, I don't know. These are questions we would have put to him. Simon Harris has so-called distanced himself, as the saying goes. Take a listen.
"I think the comments made were crass. They were ill-informed. And I'm pretty annoyed about it. You know, teachers are the people that we entrust with our most precious possessions, our children. I know that in my own house. And there's not that many people who can stand up at the front of a classroom for 5 seconds at last, let alone for the full day, for the full week, the full month of May. It's a tough job. It's an impactful job. And I have nothing but respect for teachers. So the comments are crass. And they don't reflect in any manner or means at all my view or the views of my party."
All right, that is what the Taoiseach has had to say about that. One wonders whether it's put to bed at this stage. Simon Harris, people maybe didn't see this, he was standing at a lectern at a podium at some sort of campaign launch as part of their manifesto, and he had a big sign on it that said "A New Energy," which halfway through his answer fell off the sign, which kind of seemed slightly oxymoronic. Anyway, the other big story on the campaign trail today for you to catch up on is that after much speculation, Jerry the Monk Hutch going to be running in the upcoming election in the Dublin Central constituency. Here he is commenting to the Mirror.
I would have a go, 100%.
I don't know.
I've just taken any seat will do me. I'm not pushing.
Why have you decided to run?
Not the appropriate place. Good luck.
I'm going to sign up today, if it's possible.
All right, he's going to sign up today, if it is possible. Dublin Central is there. Constituency with some big beasts in it. The sitting TDs are Gary Gannon, Nessa Harrigan, Pascal Donoghue and Mary Lou MacDonald, who, when she was asked about it earlier, refused to get into a debate about him running.
Others who come to the field, it is a matter for themselves. And if you have questions for them, as you very well might...
How could you criticise Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil?
As you very well might, put those questions to them. Of course we have questions and commentary to make of the parties that not alone have been in government together now for almost 5 years, 8 years, but the two parties who have been in government consistently for a century. Of course, that is where the debate is. That's how election campaigns are. But for my part, I'm not making a commentary on any other individual in Dublin Central, except to say that I have worked very hard for these communities, that I wish to represent them again.
Yeah, that's Mary Lou MacDonald speaking about that earlier. I'm going to come back to Nicola Tallant in just a moment from the Sunday World and host the Crime World podcast on Jerry Hutch. But just to wrap up our campaign trail tracker today, there's one other story I want to catch you up on because it's getting a bit of attention as well. And it's actually something else Michael O'Leary said on News Talk Breakfast. He was talking about the size of the Dáil. We have 160 TDs. It's going to be 174 after the election, which is far too many, according to the Ryanair boss.
Why don't we change the constitution? Let's have one TD for every 60,000 people in the age of social media and better communications. We would halve the number of TDs in the Dáil. By the way, I would halve the number of TDs in the Dáil, but double their pay. I think TDs should be paid twice what they're paid today, but there should be only half the number of TDs. And then I think you would encourage more talent, more people, more business people, more engineers, more computer scientists.
More engineers and more computer scientists, fewer teachers, he makes the point again. Kate Goddard, our own reporter, has been asking people in the streets of Dublin their views on reducing Dáil numbers.
Coming from the United States, we obviously have a fixed number of representatives in our House of Representatives. I don't think that it should be uncapped or changed for the sake of being uncapped or changed, but I think that it should be able to flow and grow with the growth of population.
No, I don't think there's too many TDs in it all. I feel like there should always be a good variety of opinions and a good amount of people supplying those opinions. I feel like if we get too divided, or not too divided, if there's not enough people there, I feel like we run into the opposite problem where there's only a certain amount of ideologies or a certain amount of political opinions being pushed forward rather than, you know, we already have a great number of different political parties running for the moment. But if the TDs were like capped or cut down, I feel like that would greatly impact the amount of people we're able to vote for. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a few people on the street of Dublin expressing their views on the number of TDs we have expressed to our reporter, Kate Gunnell. Kate, thank you very much for that. So each and every day between now and November 29th, we're going to do likewise. We're going to catch you up with our campaign trail tracker on everything that has happened, everything you need to know from the campaign, who has said what, like I say, who has insulted whom and who has inserted their own foot firmly in their own mouth.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.